ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The birth of Mother Mary is a new page for the New Testament. Through her, baby Jesus was born. She was conceived by the Holy Spirit, but she didn't tell anybody. When she met Elizabeth, a cousin, the cousin just praised her that she is blessed, but she kept everything to herself. Even she didn't reveal it to Joseph. That's why when Mary came back from visiting his cousin Elizabeth after 3 months, can see the womb is growing bigger. And Joseph was disturbed. He wanted to divorce her quietly so that not to make bad her name. Mary, in this sense, indicates neither to say anything. She was suffering, but she kept everything for herself, for the sake of Jesus. She let God work. As we know, the angel of the Lord came in a dream to Joseph, telling him all the truth. From Mother Mary, we learn one thing very important. She entrusts everything in the hand of the Lord. In the banquet of Cana, when there was not enough wine, she simply said, "Tell Jesus, they have no wine." That's all. At her case with Joseph, she didn't say anything. Humanly speaking, she can feel the anxiety of Joseph. But Mary entrusts everything in the hands of the Lord. And finally, the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling the truth. So our Heavenly Mother is always living exactly what the Lord asked her to do. And today, in many places that Our Lady appeared to the people, she always said, her only idea is to bring people back to Jesus. She always said, come to my son Jesus. She never put herself in the middle of the importance. So let us ask Heavenly Mother to accompany us to find Jesus, to walk with Jesus. The time we say yes to Jesus is a time our Heavenly Mother being joyful. She's praying hard for each one of us so that we can follow Jesus closely on a daily basis. Thank our Heavenly Mother to give us your inner prayer. We entrust ourselves to her. We are telling her we want to be faithful to teaching. Always come to Jesus. Thank the Lord that we have a Blessed Mother with us. So today also I'll celebrate my baptism anniversary. So please say a prayer of Hail Mary for me today. Thank you.